got some money to spend tonight.
Yeah, it means it's finally Friday.
And are you looking for some fun things to do? Jonathan Toman joins us from Peak Radar. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Mike and Renee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So what's on tap this weekend?
Yeah, a lot of things, as per usual. And tomorrow, I would say, is a day of days. And that'll make sense as I go through some of these.
Okay.
But there's a lot happening tomorrow. And first off is a Sustaina Fest in downtown Colorado Springs at Acacia Park. It's a community celebration of Earth Day every day. They'll have sustainability exhibits and activities, local food trucks, vendors, live music, demonstrations, family-friendly activities. It's the third annual, and it'll run from noon to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Acacia Park.
Great.
Next up is the 81st Annual Bronc Day. That is up in Green Mountain Falls, also tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Both of these events so far are free as well. It's a one-day, one-of-a-kind, family fun, Western-themed event. It'll be entertainment, a parade, food, kids' games, boat races, inflatables, horses, and hopefully bright blue skies in Green Mountain Falls as well from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It began in 1939 to welcome cowhands, tourists, and families who are coming to the UPass area to rodeo, vacation, or work over the summer, and has continued until now.
What a nice run.
A fun activity. Yeah, 81 years to do anything is significant.
Yeah, it is.
To get up in the mountains and see that tomorrow is a fun opportunity. The Colorado Grown Family Fun Day is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. Again, a free event celebrating Colorado's 143rd birthday. So that's pretty good.
Happy birthday, CEO, right?
Yep, in Colorado for 143. So between those two, we've got over 200 years of stuff happening
yes.
in the region. But it's a day of food trucks, live music, birthday cake, of course, and family-friendly activities throughout, including interactive history booths and demonstrations, face painting, kids' crafts, historic games, live music, again, all sorts of things happening at the Pioneers Museum. In Florissant, they are having their Heritage Day tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. All across Florissant. Activities ranging from a pancake breakfast in the morning to historical reenactment throughout the community and games for the kids. The Florissant Pioneer Cemetery, the Public Library, the Pikes Peak Historical Society Museum will all have things happening in Florissant as well.
Wow.
And finally, the one event that is not a day that I'm going to mention is that Funky Little Theater Company has started their run of Monty Python's Spamalot the Musical.
There you go. The musical.
Yep. Runs until August 17th at Funky Little Theater Company. And so, of course, it's a musical comedy lovingly ripped off from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, inspired by the classic comedy film. But instead of the regular story of King Arthur's quest to find the Holy Grail, Spamalot features shenanigans, including flatulent Frenchmen, impromptu knighthood, killer rabbit, and general Monty Python tomfoolery, of course. So that is a fun sort of theater activity to check out through the next couple weeks.
See, Jonathan, now we have to go watch some Monty Python.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to add one more thing that you can do if you want to start the weekend early. Join us this afternoon at 5 o'clock for Fat Daddy and the Fat Horn Doctors on stage at Cinemark. Cinemark, First and Main, right across the theater.
Yeah.
We'll be in that grassy area. And again, it is a free concert, 5 to 7 o'clock. And Fat Daddy and the Fat Horn Doctors, they are going to put on one great show.
Yep, I don't doubt it.
Well, Jonathan, it is a very busy weekend, and we know there's a lot more events that we didn't even touch on. Do they just go to the website to find out more details?
Yeah, peakradar.com has all the details you could possibly want. You can search by date range, search for the next week, the next month, and really get dive into what's happening in the Pikes Peak region.
Perfect. Jonathan Toman, Peak Radar, thanks so much. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
Yep, happy weekend, Mike and Renee.
Thank you. 741 KRDO's Morning News.